is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Josh Rogan of the Washington Post Global Opinion to take us to the military games. The military games, October, November 2019, held in China, in a particular city in China. There's a website linked on Josh's piece at the Washington Post that takes you to the very handsome presentation, the 7th International Military Sports Council, Military World Games, held in Wuhan, China. Josh, if this was fiction, this is a heck of a first chapter.
Well, good evening, John. You know, for it's been 18 months since the pandemic started, and we still don't know how it started. And more than that, we don't even know when it started. And, you know, this, as more and more evidence comes out that there were cases of COVID-19 found in China and other places earlier and earlier, we're starting to realize that this thing was actually spreading much earlier than we had originally thought. And that means that the Chinese government was covering it up for much longer than we originally thought. And that was already pretty bad. And, you know, when dozens of athletes who came home from Wuhan in late October 2019, I remember the conventional wisdom is that the outbreak started in December, but this happened 2 months prior. But when dozens of these athletes came home to various countries and got deathly ill and spread it to their loved ones and had symptoms that they would later associate with COVID-19, nothing was done. There were no testing. There was no antibody testing. We didn't have COVID testing at that time, of course, because we didn't know about COVID. So it was just assumed that they got some horrible flu in Wuhan. But then, you know, as we learned more and more, it seemed pretty clear to a lot of these athletes that they, in fact, had contracted COVID-19 in Wuhan, and they still couldn't get any help. There was still no testing. Nobody really took it seriously. And here we are in June 2021, and we still don't know. And now that we're starting to understand how far back the outbreak might have actually occurred because of different things going on, including, you know, Robert Redfield, the CDC director, saying that he believes it started in September. We saw that the Chinese started to restrict the export of PPE and masks around October. The U.S. intelligence agency said that three researchers from the Wuhan Institute of Virology went to the hospital in November. So more and more we're coming to understand that December wasn't the beginning of this thing at all. And the reason that's so important is because it completely changes our understanding of the timeline, and that we can't understand the timeline. If we can't understand the timeline, we can't get to the bottom of the origin, and then we can't do what we need to do to prevent the next pandemic.
The strangest story during the whole of these last months, Josh, was when the Chinese propaganda machine in March, right away, March, the beginning of the shutdown, accused the United States of being the origin of the virus because it said that it had been created at Fort Detrick and taken to China, taken to Wuhan, by the U.S. military. I thought, how nutty is this? But I didn't know about the military games. They're accusing us of something that is too fantastic, except for now you have an explanation for how they reasoned with this.
Right.
They reasoned correctly backwards. They accused us of what, well, let's put it this way, accused us of doing something that was so crazy at the time. I thought, well, they're just desperate. They're coming up with these things for internal consumption, but there was some logic to their accusation.
Logic that we couldn't have been aware of because they were covering up the origin at the same time, you know. And you know, when I talked to State Department and Defense Department officials from the Trump administration, I said, what about these Wuhan military games? 300 Americans spent 2 weeks in Wuhan. Did any of them get sick? Do you even know? Did any of them have outbreaks? They all came back through Seattle, by the way, which is the city where we had our first outbreak. Is that a coincidence? Does anyone want to check with any of these people? And all I got back were blank stares. And the Trump people were like, oh, we never even thought of that, which is kind of shocking. And then they said, oh, yeah, well, remember when the Chinese accused us of bringing the coronavirus to the World Military Games in Wuhan? We thought that was so crazy. And now you can sort of see it wasn't so crazy if they already knew that it was circulating at the games, and this would be the perfect preemptive cover story. You know, that's one explanation. But, you know, meanwhile, I got contacted, John, by an athlete from, let's just say, an allied country, a Western country, who was in Wuhan. And he said to me that 4 people out of the 15 people on his team got sick with what they're sure is COVID. He said when they were walking around Wuhan during the games, the place was empty, like a ghost town, he said. he said it was very weird and everybody knew something was up and everybody on all these different teams was getting sick. And he said that there was no recourse because the governments, you know, most of these athletes are still serving in the military. They couldn't, you know, go out to their local television station and tell their story. And it took them months to realize that it was COVID because we didn't know about COVID then. But now they've all pieced it together and they want answers, you know, because it affects their public health. And so finally, we have a couple of members of Congress, Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin on the House side and Roger Marshall from Kansas on the Senate side, both Republicans, who are asking for some answers. You know, they're writing to the Biden administration, the Defense Department and HHS to say, hey, guys, it's not too late. Why don't you go check with all of these 300 U.S. athletes that were in Wuhan? Because it might tell us something, you know?
Yes, it might tell us. And one of the things that while reading your piece, it's a very exciting piece, Josh, because all of a sudden you become Sherlock Holmes immediately. What are we looking for? Their antibodies might not be with them now. These are healthy young people. But if any of them had medical procedures where their records dating back a year and a half.
Exactly.
Those procedures will have specimens that can tell us stories about their antibodies. If anybody became pregnant, if anybody had a broken leg and had to be tested in some fashion for recovery, they're athletes, for heaven's sakes. So there would be an enormous amount of information if Sherlock Holmes gets busy.
If anybody bothered to look, and we're talking about 109 countries, 9,000 plus athletes, that's a lot of countries. And as far as I know, none of them have done this basic investigation. And, you know, it would seem like if the United States said we should do it, then a lot of other countries would do it. But all I got back from like the Biden administration was like, oh, well, there's no evidence people had COVID. And I said to them, well, yeah, but you didn't test them, so you wouldn't know. And, you know, round and round we go. So it's part of this bigger story, John, as you know, because you've covered it so well, of the really lack of curiosity and the lack of due diligence and the lack of a fiduciary responsibility taken up by our leaders in getting to the bottom of the coronavirus pandemic and how it started for a number of political and diplomatic reasons that all amount to not a great excuse for not figuring out the pandemic. And this is just the latest example of it. And the fact that it took like a congressman, a senator, and a columnist to raise the question of, wait a second, 300 American military personnel were in Wuhan right before, or actually, it turns out probably during the outbreak, and no one ever bothered to call them. No one ever bothered to ask them any questions. And you realize that the problem that we're in, and of course the evidence gets worse as time goes on, but there's still a lot of it. And the point is, there's no honest argument against looking for it. Why wouldn't you investigate it? What could be your possible explanation other than negligence, ignorance, or laziness?
What's surprising to me also in looking at these websites you linked to, Josh, is how elaborate these games were. This was a fantastic rollout.
Right.
At a science fiction scale. China was putting on its best face. And it's too sinister to believe that they knew what they were doing, that they were spreading the virus. That's too crazy.
It's not that they were necessarily intentionally spreading the virus. Is that what I think happened is that they knew something was going on. They didn't know exactly what it was, and they decided they didn't want to ruin their own party. And Xi Jinping didn't want to stop this marquee event. So they just went along with it, and they tried to, put as many hand-washing stations as they could, which is another thing the athletes said. They're like, how come they were telling us to wash our hands every 10 seconds? Lord. It seems weird, you know? They didn't put it together at the time, but now it makes perfect sense. And you can just imagine the Chinese system being like, oh, well, something's going on. Maybe it's just a flu. Who knows? Let's just let these 9,000 foreigners come in and not tell them anything. And then a couple of months later, they realize it's the pandemic that's killing 3 million people. And they continue to not tell us anything. And that's the point here, is that they actually hold the data. They have all that information.
Yes.
If they would just give it to us, then we would have to go begging and scraping for it. But they won't. They're actively covering up every aspect of this story to this day, the science, the origin, the journalism, the scientists, all of it. And, you know, that's resulting in added suffering for billions of human beings. And that's, is very sinister. That you don't have to think that it was intentional to believe that the Chinese Communist Party has acted in a sinister manner. They have acted in a sinister manner based on what we know already.
What we know now, what we allege now. Josh Rogan, Washington Post, Global Opinions. This is CBSi on the World. I'm John Batchelor.